Welcome to the Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Here's one from Maddie Schlesinger.
About 12 years ago, I moved into the most wonderful, wonderful sanctuary of my life. I found this amazing apartment in Boca Raton, where if I looked out the window, I could just see the ocean. And the other beautiful thing was, it was totally furnished. And everything there was so comfortable, and I was so happy. After a couple of years, one day I moved a chair, and I saw, oh my goodness, something was wrong with the floor. And my eye followed along the wall and up to the ceiling, and it looked like there was a leak. And both the wall and the ceiling had buckling to it. And I was really upset, and I found out that my neighbor had a tiny leak. Of course, nothing was wrong with her apartment. But in my case, I had ceiling, wall, and floor that was really awful. So I embarked on a way to fix it. And when the insurance people came in, they said, I couldn't repair what I had. I had to replace it. And if you've ever been in that situation, you know it's pretty overwhelming. So with the help of the insurance company, this was going to be a major repair. What I found out was it wasn't just a major repair. It was a colossal repair because I had to actually move out of my apartment. I had to take all my furniture, put it in storage. When every floor has to be replaced and every wall has to be stripped, and if you know what it's like removing a popcorn ceiling, you know you can't live there. So from that, I had to pack up my entire apartment. But that was really a God blessing because it gave me a chance to really clean out my closets. I had a chance to really think about what's important and what was really the kind of stuff that was just cluttering up my life and just being stuck in a corner, and I certainly didn't want that anymore. So I cleaned out my entire apartment as if I was moving. I had about 50 boxes, and that didn't even include the furniture. So we took care of all of that. We moved out, found a magnificent place to live, considering it was living out of home and living out of a box, but we did it. And it was fine, and I renamed this entire experience because it was so overwhelming. And instead of calling it a problem, I called it my adventure. And just doing that was a remarkable change. And I almost felt the burden was lifted off my shoulder. And then I said, well, who do I want to take on this adventure? And I had to find the right person to work in my apartment because that right person was going to be my co-creator of my new environment. And I needed help. As I said before, it was just overwhelming. So I looked to find who could help me pick out what to keep and what not to keep and what to change and what to replace it with. And I found this amazing man, and he just did the right thing. And he also knew how to move slow with me because change is not easy. So as a result, after 6 weeks of being out of the house, we moved back in. In came the furniture. Oh my goodness, what I loved looked awful. Imagine new floors, new walls, new everything, and the furniture just looked like it was wrong. Well, I was on this adventure. I said, time to give it away. Or maybe I could sell it, but it wasn't staying. So the next part of my adventure was doing some replacing. And meanwhile, my husband was worried, and he was saying, oh my God, this is just something else we have to do. And I would look at him and I'd say, no, there's still adventures to happen. It's my Boca paradise, my Boca sanctuary.
Maddie Schlesinger with a story about tackling big jobs.
Michael, it is totally a coincidence that we are airing this story on the eve of Rosh Hashanah, the new year, but this is a story about renewal and rebirth, if ever there was one.
It's amazing how just the changing of a word can change your attitude.
That's exactly right. From problem or ordeal to adventure, that's all it took. But that said, notice how incredibly calm she was throughout the story. There was only one place where her voice sort of went like this, but only for a tiny bit. And this is a story in which she quite rightly used words like overwhelming and colossal. And yet, what a difference. She is right back where she started in a sanctuary. It's just a different looking sanctuary.
I got the feeling that the adventure was hers and not her husband's.
Well, it's funny that you say that because she started off the story and I was thinking, oh, you live alone in this apartment. And then a little bit later, she mentions we. And then a little bit later still, she mentions her husband. And I thought, in a very real sense, it's a story about Maddie, because who knows if her husband felt the same sense of adventure? And who knows how much he was involved in all of the moment-to-moment discussions and negotiations and throwing away and putting back. I am not suggesting that he wasn't. We just don't know from the story. What we know is that this was a journey for Maddie.
It's just wonderful that every journey Maddie has now, regardless of the difficulty, it could be made enjoyable just by the terms that she approaches.
Well, let's hope so anyway, and let's hope that it is a suggestion and encouragement and motivation for the rest of us as well. You know, I always say no morals in the story, don't tell us what it means, but the story just gives us that feeling of, oh, things are going to be okay. Maybe no matter how bad we think it's going to be, maybe actually not only are we going to survive, but we're going to thrive.
It's also a warning: if you paint your walls and change your floor, you might have to get new furniture.
Yes, that is true as well. We never know what we're going to find along the road in this transformative journey.
Karen, thanks for bringing that story in. Are there storytelling events that we should know about?
Yeah, Michael, I'm going to start teaching a class at ArtServe and Sunrise Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale. It's a 6-week course on storytelling. It starts October 10th. And for more information, call ArtServe at 954-205-5807. Email them at sparkshareFL@gmail.com, or contact me either for the class or for leaving a story for the public storyteller at cneil, that's cnisandnancy, eile, at fau.edu.
Our website also has contact information as well as archived stories at wlrn.org, and click on radio and the public storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.